Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 22nd. The grains are starting off mainly on the firm side here. Corn's up about 3 cents, wheat's up about 6. Beans are down a penny and a quarter, but they're about 5 cents off their lows at the moment. We've got the meal leading the beans down today. Oil is still very strong. Corn is December corn. Let's double check this. We put in a double top so far from yesterday, but it still looks pretty strong out here. I thought today was going to be a little bit of a sell-off day. The Bitcoin's down 1,600 a coin. It was off almost 10,000 bucks off its high during the day. It's come back about 5,000, but it's still it made a contract high. It's still 1,700 lower, but the dollar is up 23. Really not a whole lot out here. The Chinese came out and said they printed up a document. They call it the number one document. It talks about ag security and wanting farmers to produce more grain and higher yields out here. But we did not see any exports from the Chinese or anybody else here this morning. There were no export sales announced on the flash sales. So that's a little bit negative out here. We've got Argentina and southern Brazil still hot and dry. Central Brazil, northern Brazil is in okay shape. We had export inspections this morning, 1.23 on the corn, down a little bit from last week, 7.22 on the beans, down a little bit, and wheat, 3.25 down a little bit. If we don't see the Chinese coming to buy here this week, then I think the hides might be in for a while. Brazilians are doing a fairly decent job of getting into the fields. They're about 20% behind on their harvest, maybe a little more, about 20-30% behind on getting the second corn crop in the ground. Overall, it's a matter of demand. Are the Chinese going to be in? We were supposed to see some buying in here. They were talking about them snooping around, but it looks like the Brazilians may be getting them some supplies. There's also some talk out here that the Chinese might cancel some of the corn sales that haven't been delivered yet. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. We've got some higher prices in corn and wheat, but the beans are lower. The wheat, some people are saying that the winter kill, you know, still needs to be assessed. Other people are saying that where they do have snow cover, that the moisture is going to be good for this new crop wheat out here. Overall, every day that goes by without Chinese sales, I think is a day that the trade's going to look to sell the rallies. But overall, we still have tight carryouts, and the market will be well supported on any hard breakout here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.